She hadn't aged well, despite her aristocratic genes. She was no longer one of those Hawthorne Golden girls who could open doors with just a smile. Like me, she took a gap year after high school. She wanted to get herself together to prepare for college, and to overcome the PTSD she experienced after almost being sacrificed upon Holly Venger's altar of retribution. She acknowledged her role in bullying me. She was as contrite as a bully could be who'd had the life force almost drowned out of her. She stood before the camera and said she was sorry, as if that could erase, with a condescending swipe of the hand, 4.5 years of tormenting a poor girl from down in the hollers who never, ever did anything to hurt her. At least before slashing out like a cornered wolverine, that is. As if her actions had no relation to the retribution visited upon her. Liz's actions from 1998 until 2003 all occurred before school bullying became a matter that schools took seriously. Now it's sometimes addressed, but back then, it was given a pass. But it happened, and its happening has consequences. Liz did attend the University of Kentucky for a couple of years, but dropped out, still too traumatized by her experience in the deep end. Now she works as a barista at a Starbucks in Louisville, not even bailed out by the largesse of her daddy, whose restaurant business went belly up during the COVID-19 pandemic. "Not the way she expected her life to go," she told the reporter. "Newsflash, Liz. My life didn't go the way I expected it to either."